The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, two Texas men are being credited with chasing the suspect in Sunday's deadly church shooting as he drove away. The men said that they saw two men shooting at each other near First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs. One of them was identified as the suspect, a 26-year-old, and he drove off. The other man came to the witness's car, and then they followed him because they had just this guy just shot up a church.
Yeah, if you're not familiar with this, this guy walked in and then just blasted everybody. 26 dead, what, 26 injured? I guess they're saying now that his in-laws attended that church.
Yeah, I assumed he would have known someone.
Something.
And he's disgruntled and has, you know, abuse issues with what? His wife and daughter?
His wife and child, yeah. Gosh.
He served in the Air Force until he was dishonorably discharged after the charges about domestic violence against his wife and child. So this guy has some past run-ins with authorities. The president is on a tour of Asia, and he took time at a news conference to say that the heavily armed ex-Air Force member who killed over 24 people at that small church was a deranged man, and that they're calling on more look into mental health assistance. And a man who sent prostitutes to his neighbor's door while he watched from his home across the street here in Omaha has been sentenced to 4 years in prison. So about 30 times each year, women would show up on the front porch of these unsuspecting neighbors late at night or early in the morning. And
the guy would look out his kitchen. His kitchen or side window. It was a weird story that went on and on and on. He was basically just tormenting his neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And getting off on it.
But it also annoys
me,
the strippers or whoever, to keep doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
I just wonder.
And just use the ploy of, I don't know, I was getting paid to do it. Mm-hmm. What's their culpability? Did they go to jail?
I don't know what ended up happening on the ladies.
Is it legal for me to show up and dance on your porch?
I'll pay you.
Can you call the police eventually and tell me to leave?
Yeah.
Is it against law? I mean, it's private property. Can I stand on your porch and dance sexy?
I think he was doing
it when you asked me to leave. I'm like, hey, somebody paid for this.
You know what it was? Everyone in that cul-de-sac enjoyed it.
What?
I don't know. 30 times, 4 years.
Yeah, 30 times a year over 4 years, they'd ring the front doorbell. They'd wake up the couple had two small children. I mean, it's definitely it's much of a head scratcher that this could happen this many times and seriously no charges. But eventually they found out, they traced it to this neighbor from across the street, and the Douglas County Sheriff's Office did a search of his electronic devices and found that, you know, he's got some child pornography on his hard drive, so he could face up to 20 years in prison if convicted of that charge. So while he's facing 4 years, which is the maximum penalty for the pandering charge for what he did to the neighbors, he could be getting some more additional years tacked on.
Now, I've heard of people delivering pizzas to torment their neighbors, you know, delivering to the neighbor or whatever, but this is a new torment.
It's a new law.
Yes.
I mean, well, the question is, how many of your neighbors secretly harbor hatred for you?
For me? In general.
People don't seem to know their neighbors as much anymore. Like the lost art of, I think you have a right to know every single one of your neighbors.
You
guys share a vested interest. You live on a street.
Sure.
Your property values are linked together.
Yeah.
You're in it together. Do you know your neighbors on both sides of you? Like all around you, like across and next door and everything?
Party? Yeah, yeah. They're all okay. They're all fantastic people.
Seems like you have a really friendly neighborhood. Like everything that you talk about seems good.
Nobody crosses the line you can have the neighbors like me, for example, just come over all the time. Like, hey, you know, no one does that. We're just all friends. It's nice.
But Jeff, you live in an apartment building, but do you know your neighbors even though live?
No, they're always changing. I don't really. Some of them fold my laundry, which is the sweetest thing in the world.
Oh.
I don't know who does it, but I'm telling you, that is the greatest thing.
That's
nice. That's got to be a woman. You go down and your laundry is folded with love.
See, that's nice.
It feels like you have a secret girlfriend.
That's nice.
So now you're like leaving it down there on purpose.
Kinda
you're
do.
Like, well, I don't want to fold it.
I kind of want to just let it hang.
That's amazing. That's
oh, that great. Is. That
I
is
mean,
awesome.
I just it's funny that some people probably can't pull the laundry out and throw it on top without feeling the need to fold.
What if it's a dude, though?
You have to, though, because if you're going to take the laundry out, you're going to be angry.
Because I feel like women can fold a man's laundry. For guys, it's awkward in an apartment complex because even pulling out girls' stuff, there's underwear.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's like you shouldn't be touching her underwear.
No zone.
But you want to, but you don't.
And then there's the Murphy's Law where someone will come up behind you.
And you're like, dude, what are you doing?
You're
like,
holding it.
You have it on your head.
You're smelling
I'm
it.
I'm playing bank robber.
Hey, shoot him up.
Thanks, party, for taking us to the
creepy
all
town.
All the way there. You're smelling it.
Well, hey.
The underwear.
That is next.
Does it have to be? Does it?
Well,
what I think would
I
be really
know.
Sweet
I mean,
is if you
the,
went down
it's
one
been
time.
In the washing machine.
Yeah, man, don't you like fabric softener? Come on now.
I think it'd be really sweet if you went down and you found out that it was not actually a woman, but some very, just some kind guy who was doing it.
Who wears women's underwear?
There's currently...
Oh, no, the one that's... Sorry. But I thought you meant the laundry I was folding.
There currently is lost in the rotation. It's like, you know, usually there's a sock.
Yeah.
In a, if you live in an apartment building where it's public, collective washer machines, there's usually a sock or stuff that, or a towel that you notice has been there for a while. It's unclaimed. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But currently right now, there's a pair of panties.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And a pair of leather, like naughty leather shorty shorts.
Oh, quit it.
And
shut
they
out.
Showed up right around Halloween. So I don't know if there was somebody's Halloween costume.
Don't ruin it.
But unclaimed, which is interesting.
Don't ruin it.
So I don't know who's new in the building, but I'm like, there's a naughty pair of underwear and some shorty shorts.
Are they
like interesting. Just right, unclaimed. I'm sure everyone in the building's wondering whose is that.
Wow. You ought to write on the tag, Larry. I don't know. That's mean and weird. I don't know. Are they
just
small or are they big?
Well,
there's
just
a tiny little thing.
Tiny leather short shorts. I mean, again, like Molly's fantasy that it's a guy folding the laundry. The panties and the leather short shorts belong to him. I think that's a fabulous narrative if it's true. It's
I
not.
I think it'd be fun. I'm just saying he doesn't have to have the panties and the short shorts. I'm just saying
a kind
gentleman neighbor that's suing that.
They're unclaimed. Yeah. I assume it's someone's guest. That's how that
Maybe.
Winds
yeah,
up.
Yeah, probably so.
Somebody's guest. Women always leave clothes behind. I don't know what it is. Have you ever left you maybe a t-shirt, but guys...
I don't even leave a t-shirt.
Women just three or four pieces of clothing gets left behind at every visit.
I don't know how that happens because you do have to leave. You know, it is. Yeah. I think they got to come back.
It's maybe. A scrivener.
Yeah, a scrivener. you ever leave any? No, never mind. I won't even go any deeper. All right, so what else we got going on?
Speaking of ladies, it was for the first time in 40 years an American woman who won the New York Marathon. She bested a Kenyan. Her name is Shailene Flanagan. And I guess the deal was, she pulled away to finish with an unofficial time of 2 hours and 26 minutes. That's
amazing.
Just beyond
she
human.
She beat the 3-time Kenyan champion.
Good.
So the first American woman to win since 1977.
40 years.
The guy winner was a Kenyan beat a Kenyan who beat an Ethiopian. So the ladies won. Who's faster, guys or girls?
I don't
know what the times were. I'm guessing
guys by 16 minutes.
That's it?
That's it. By 16 whole minutes.
16 minutes? That's like
that's
miles.
That's 26 miles.
The women's champ was 2 hours, 26 minutes.
Okay.
The guy's champ was 2 hours, 10 minutes. I'm saying that's a big difference.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, 16 minutes, that's a lifetime in marathon.
And the male winner won by 3 seconds.
Okay.
He beat the other guy
by
3
seconds. Oh, like
they
were that close? That's got to be like a photo finish then.
At least that seems like doable. 3 seconds feels like a win. I always feel bad for those people in the Olympics. You know, when you most of the racing events, it's always by a millisecond. It's like, how can you claim a winner there?
I'm like, can't you just say both, everybody?
But that does
everybody gets a medal.
Everybody.
Everyone gets a medal.
Yeah, she's a, congratulations to that. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. 40 years.
That's how long it's been. Netflix is through with Kevin Spacey. Allegations of sexual assault and harassment mount against the award-winning actor. Netflix released a statement Friday saying that they won't be involved in any further production of The House of Cards that includes Kevin Spacey. Mm,
my mom was racing to finish House of Cards because she made a good point. She's like, I wonder when they're just going to pull it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Thought about that.
You know,
yeah.
If it's current stuff, is it a shame to even air at the episodes?
It's been slowly, the creep of distancing has been slowly happening. So Netflix, for its part, is not, there's a production company that licenses it to Netflix. So the production company, Netflix made the announcement that they weren't going to be having a seventh season, that the sixth season was done. And then came word that production on the sixth season had been suspended. And now they've gone to the final card, which is saying, if he's in it, we're not showing it. Okay. So the decision comes days after an actor came forward accusing Kevin Spacey of making unwanted sexual advances toward him when he was just 14 years old. Lots more and more people coming forward.
What was the one that we watched, the true crime to make a murderer?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, what's the true crime special on Kevin Spacey?
Yeah.
Netflix needs to produce
far back.
Now.
Yeah, it's... ranges back to like the 80s, maybe, I guess. That's as far back as this one goes that I've been seeing. The Nebraska Humane Society, they are in desperate need of dog adoptions. Arf! If you are looking for a furry friend to join your family, this is the time to do it. Today and tomorrow, all dogs over 6 months of age will be $50 to adopt. Adoptions are first come, first served at the Nebraska Humane Society. They start at noon today. Adoption applications will be taken until 6 p.m. on both days. So all the dogs, they've been spayed, neutered, microchipped. They've got the heartworm tested, first round of shots, kennel cough, all that kind of stuff. $50.
Okay.
Sweet,
and remember,
sweet
like
deal.
the Disney movie, all dogs go to heaven.
It's true.
They're I don't so know where sweet. Cats go. Probably
they
purgatory.
Are in heaven, too. They're in heaven also. Cats go to heaven.
They got those sharp claws. I'd imagine them going
cats
straight
down. Cats are atheists.
Down.
They don't believe in heaven.
They go straight down and battle it out.
You don't know. Bad news for teens of the partying kind. The old stereotype of the apathetic stoner teen failing every class in high school. I guess it's not a joke anymore. It's actually supported by science. They said that teens who are dependent on marijuana and alcohol presented less achievement. They found that teens were dependent on those two things, found to be lazier. They found that the teens who were dependent on marijuana and alcohol achieved lower levels of education, were less likely to be employed full time, less likely to get married, and had lower socioeconomic potential. Say no to drugs, kids. They don't call it dope for nothing. All those bad taglines for everything. I guess the emphasis here is on the word dependent.
This sounds like what happens when those low achievers become scientists and put out lame, lazy statistics.
From the no crap.
Yeah. No kidding. Yeah. The No Kidding Institute. Really? The Really Institute? A study found that chronic marijuana use in adolescents was negatively associated with important developmental milestones. So that you might actually be hindering the process.
All right.
So, I mean, obviously, you know, your body is going through leaps and bounds of changes and growth hormone-wise and everything during your teenage years. So any kind of external drugs or alcohol, any of that kind of stuff is probably going to take its toll. But this is just saying, if you do a lot of it, not just the occasional, that it could be a little bit of a problem for you later in life.
The Big Party Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Channel 94.1.
I went to my first divorce party ever in my life. I've heard about them before, you know, where people are getting divorced and they're kind of doing like a celebration. I just had never actually...
Like it's officially called a divorce party.
It wasn't
unofficially. It really had, like, there were invites and...
Yeah, it was like a divorce dance party. I got the evite.
Wow, that's pretty cynical.
Yeah. I mean,
I could see people getting mad and not going. And being
only inviting your friends and they know what's going on. So, I mean, you're not like opening it to the public. It's not like you're putting out flyers. You're sending them to your peeps and they all have been through. It's a friend of mine and she's been going through a really icky divorce. Yeah, I mean, it's the kind of divorce where you're like, if you need to dance your troubles away, I will be with you to dance your troubles away.
It seems like it would be a sad party in a lot of ways. Like, You know what I mean? Like a party, a failure party or whatever. Not a failure party. That didn't sound right. Just like the person going through the bad time would just be engulfing everyone with how much they hate him.
This was after the pain. This was supposed to be the good times now.
Right.
Free at last. Mm-hmm. Free at last. That's why people say, why is divorce so expensive? Because it's worth it.
Yeah, yeah.
Peter did not attend with me.
How did he feel? Was he kind of like, go have fun at your divorce party?
No, he was like, I'm not going to a dance party. I don't think he had any issue with the fact that it was a divorce party. He was just like, you know, I don't dance. I'm like, I know. And when they were a couple, this woman, when she was still with her husband, she and her husband hosted a dance party. And I didn't really know it was a dance party. And we showed up and Peter was like, oh, my God. You have blindsided me.
That was a dance party, like dancing at home.
Yeah, like they set up like the whole studio. They pulled out all the furniture from the living room. They set up light rigs and fog machines and had like DJ grade equipment brought in and playlists and glow sticks. And I mean, it was like you went to one of those like wink nod raves type of deal.
Well, like, do they do wink, wink nod party favors? Are they into that?
No, there was nothing like that. There was like a punch, which was like a really boozy punch. Okay. But no, I mean, it was like there was a table and it had like pita chips and hummus and a fruit and like a donut tray. And it had like, you know, like vegetables. I mean, seriously, it wasn't like have an edible. Like it wasn't that kind of party. Okay. It was like, hey, pour yourself a tall glass of wine and get your groove on.
So did you dance? Were you up there dancing on the dance floor?
Oh, I really? Did. Yeah. I was about ready to leave without dancing, and then the universe didn't let me. The universe, the playlist suddenly went to It Takes Two. Do you remember
that? It Takes
Two
to make everything all right.
And I was like, oh my God. And I absolutely took my coat off, put my purse back, and I went out and danced to that, and then like the song right after that. And then I totally was like, I'm out.
I can't believe it. All right, so I put in divorce party online, and it goes right to Pinterest because it's such a thing.
Yes.
It's showing how popular, obviously the ladies throw these. They're showing the all the invites and cakes, like a cake. At last, I'm free from that ass.
Oh,
and it's a wedding cake for divorce. I'm done. Join me to celebrate the next chapter of my life. Just divorced. Signs. Look at this. T-shirts that say, I'm not with stupid anymore.
Okay.
It looks like a bachelorette party. Look at, they're all out with their bachelorette, but it's a divorce party.
See, this is the
look
thing.
All the bridesmaids have shirts that say, she's not with stupid anymore. And then the new divorcee has a shirt that says, I'm not with stupid anymore.
Oh, wow.
These are all women throwing these parties, by the way. Men don't do that.
Yeah, I think guys just like are, you know, I'm done. Maybe they go to Vegas with their friends or something, or you do like a guys' weekend.
Cups that say, take a shot, I untied the knot.
Wow.
I feel like the knot is making these products. It's like, are you guys getting some of that back-end divorce cheddar?
She hadn't gone fully themed. I mean, the dance party invite went out, and it was, like I said, it was an Evite. But, I mean, when I got there, you wouldn't have known. It was a lot of, here we go. Oh,
and
yeah.
And so her,
a lot of what?
Her husband liked to dance.
Yes.
That's strange. And they would think that would keep them together.
In your face, Steve.
The couple that dances together
stays together. You can't come to the dance party.
Let's hear the nitty gritty. What happened with the couple? Was there anything
I don't want to go into too many details. It was bad. I mean, it was blindsiding. It was a life-changing moment. They deserve their privacy. But it was definitely something that... It has not been easy, especially for anybody that knows them either, you know, because it really is like
you should have tramped it out and showed up with a t-shirt that said single AF. Just playing the role. Just being like, look, for one night, sister, I'm with you. It's a divorcee party. Let's tramp it out. I mean, I'm not going to take it all the way, but I'll play the role.
Oh, man. I can see you shaking that moneymaker, Molly, out there. Can you?
I was out there. Yep.
Staring it up.
Yeah.
She's got, Molly's got a 20-year-old guy in love with her all night. Go get me another shot. Mommy wants another shot.
There were some husbands there, and they looked so uncomfortable.
Really?
They had worn their protective layer of wool knit as if sweaters were going to save them. They're like, honey, I'd love to dance, but I've got the sweater on.
Pathetic. Yes. Your wife drags you to a divorce dance party.
I would not go either.
And you go. I'm so glad that your husband took a knee in protest and stayed home.
Oh, I didn't ask him. He didn't need to take a knee. This was me saying, you're not going. And he's like, yeah, hell yeah, I'm not going. As long as we're, and this is why we're still going strong.
Because you obey me.
Because I know the limits of my husband's patience.
Here's a fun shirt on the Pinterest divorce party page. It's a shirt that says, don't cry because it's over. Smile because his new girlfriend looks like a horse.
Oh, no! Huh?
I don't know if that goes to print. Ow. I don't know if you put that on a shirt.
You could have worked it out a little bit differently.
Yeah, you could be able to take the high side, right? Take the high road or whatever.
Yeah,
a little bit. So, anything like that? Any like men hating stuff?
No, there wasn't because there were guys there. It really was like, I mean, there were. I spent the only person I talked to at the party was some other lady's husband because we were both hiding in the kitchen.
There's a whole market of cynicism gear for breakups, like matches that you hand out that say burn his photo.
Wow.
Strike here.
Strike here.
I mean, I like the idea.
Industry.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, when the voices are that high.
When divorce marriage is at a 50-50 split, who's covering the back end?
Holy smokes.
Like, you should almost hand out business cards like this at the wedding.
See, that's more of my style.
You know what I mean? To be like, hey, congratulations on your special day. Come see me in 10 years when you're ready to call the day on this blank show.
Put a pin in this one.
When this dumpster fire's run its course in 3 years.
Yes.
Dance party USA. Wow, I can't believe there's a dance party. Party. Wow.
I mean, I was home by 9. No. I was home by 9:30.
Sad. Really?
Well, no, I mean, it started, I went late and left early. I was there for exactly an hour.
What time did divorce parties start?
7.
Everybody had to be in bed by 10.
Dude.
Laying tired.
It's not like, that's the thing, we're divorce party now. This is the back end when you're like, I still got, the kids have soccer tomorrow. Like, as much as I want to be your wing gal, you know, I got 2 birthday parties I got to be present for.
Pretty big Saturday.
Right.
I'm not sure we're going to have enough time. Going to go to Menards.
I still had to hit a birthday party the next day and hit yoga and the grocery store. I couldn't make it a rager.
All right. So do we have a winner on the line?
I think we do. Hi, is this Stephanie?
Yes, it is.
Well, hello. This is the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1. Good morning. Happy Monday to you.
Hello.
Hey, you got qualified, it shows here, for this Channel in the City deal, right?
I did.
Which show? Who qualified you? What day part?
Oh, gosh. It was 5 o'clock on Thursday.
Oh, it was last Thursday?
Was it Sir Bounce?
I believe so. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's right.
Sir Bounce.
Mm.
That should be his radio name, by the way.
Sabounce!
Well, hey, we got some good news for you. Well, first of all, who are you going to take? Do you got some friends already picked out? Have you talked to anyone? Or?
I would take my husband, my mom, and my brother.
All right. Well, you better give him a call. You better call him.
Because you're going to New York City.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. Shut up. That is awesome.
Yeah, we got four.
I'm at work right now. I'm trying not to be too loud.
Oh, it's
all right. Man, the three of us are genuinely jealous of you.
Seriously.
This is one of the best trips we've given away.
I was just amped last night to toss a trainer. I was actually excited to give this away, as weird as that sounds. But yeah, you got 4 designer purses. You got inside each of those purses $500, by the way.
Michael Kors.
You got the glasses.
Oh, my goodness.
You've got, what else is there? Broadway. You're going to be seeing Hamilton. You'll see the lighting Rockettes. Of the Christmas tree. The Marquette. You got dinner on
Rockettes.
Top of the world.
Oh, my God.
The Rockettes.
At the Marquette.
The Marquette. You're going to see.
The Marquette.
We didn't get you knockoff tickets. We got you Rockette tickets.
Oh, hey, I like the Marquettes.
Over in Newark.
Hey, the Marquettes.
Hey.
Like, all you'll see all the grocery stores.
We got you
there.
Tickets to Franklin in Newark. Hamilton tickets. We got you dinner reservations. We got you a dream trip from 4 to New York City. You're going to stay at a hotel right. right off Times Square. Have you ever been to New York City?
A long time ago, but okay. The rest of them haven't.
That's pretty cool. God. So, Mom, your brother. How old's your brother? Like, is this a fun crew? Everybody's an adult?
Yeah. He's 22.
Gets along?
Oh, that's going to be good.
Now, do your husband and your brother get along? Are they bros?
Of course.
Oh, this will be a fun trip.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
It's gonna be
so
great.
Jealous.
It's going to be awesome. Well, oh, my gosh. I cannot wait.
Well, congratulations. Okay, hold on the line, all right?
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
We want lots of pictures.
Lots. That's going to be a blast.
The Big Party Morning Show.
Hello, everyone.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. See us on Instagram. Hear us right here.
Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right, celebrity news. What's going on with Pete Diddy?
He has changed his name yet again. Sean Combs has gone on to go from Puff Daddy to Puff to Diddy to now Love, Brother Love.
Brother
says
Love.
Says he won't answer to anything else, that he's been praying on it. And that he feels like, you know, that's that. This
we just
is
think,
who he is
we
now.
Just think Brother Love is a little too generic because it would be like me being called Buddy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people are going to go, hey, Buddy. And I look up because we call each other.
What's up, Brother Love?
What up, Brother Love? You'll say, what up, Brother Love?
Brother Love.
Mm-hmm. All right.
He knows it's risky. Could come it's off as corny risky. To some people. I'm like, oh, you're so risky.
I think it's even more interesting. He prayed to it. Did you say that?
He
prayed to it and
said he'd been praying about the change and won't be responding to any of his previous names. So don't think
I'd
about.
Love to walk into a area and just yell different names, wouldn't you?
So everybody who has him on speed dial needs to go ahead and update their contact list to have it be Brother Love.
Brother Love.
All right,
Ben Affleck, in an interview this weekend, says he's planning to donate all future residuals from films he made with Harvey Weinstein to organizations that advocate for sexual abuse victims and rape victims, as well as women in Hollywood.
Future?
Yeah, so not from here forward. Yeah, he's not giving away any of the old stuff.
Did you see the pictures of him and Jennifer Garner on Halloween?
Oh, God, they look sad.
What? There are these strained photos of them taking their kids trick-or-treating, and the paparazzi popped all these shots, and they just look miserably uncomfortable together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, that was definitely, like, body language moment. And happier celebrity news, Patton Oswalt and his fiancée Meredith Salinger tied the knot over the weekend. They'd only been engaged for 4 months. They made quick business of it. They got married at Jim Henson Studios with his daughter Alice in attendance. It was really sweet. There's a photo out there. But, you know, he lost his wife in 2016. It's good to see that he's found love again. The Guardian is reporting that U2 frontman Bono is among several wealthy individuals who used a company based in low-tax Malta to invest in a shopping mall. In Lithuania, they're saying that it's like this tax shelter expose. It's blowing the lid off of a bunch of big celebrities and, you know, moneyed people. I guess Malta is a well-established holding company jurisdiction within the EU. That's apparently where a lot of people like to hide their cash. Bono has long been critical of how heavily he and his band are taxed. So I guess he's not making any apologies for it, but this is something interesting.
There have been these stories circled around before. Like, mm-hmm. You know, where do the rich people launder their money?
Right.
that's
where do
deal.
You go when you have
Bahamas.
So much?
Yeah.
And I guess, speaking of what do rich people do, what do rich people do at Christmas? Well, if you are Gayle King, the CBS This Morning host, you can ask for a ridiculously expensive Christmas wish. She's like, I don't know if I should say it's unrealistic and it's so ostentatious, but I would like to have a private plane. That's what Gayle King's asking for this Christmas. Wonder if Santa will put it under the tree for her. Oprah. I guess she doesn't give lavish gifts herself, but she's more than happy. Gayle would like to have a plane of her very own.
What was her gig? Didn't Oprah kind of launch her? Was she just her best friend?
They were best friends, but they met years and years and millions of years ago. They were both in journalism, like local TV journalism.
Okay.
And so they stayed friends. And I guess, you know, now she's back on a different level, obviously, by remaining friends with Oprah. It's definitely given her a bigger platform. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she's solid on that CBS morning show. Nora O'Donnell, Charlie Rose, and Gail King. Real news. They're smart. They've got that great balance of... I keep waiting for the Today Show and Good Morning America to follow their lead and stop doing cooking segments and putting on costumes.
I am with you, man. It's clown television.
John Oliver's This Week Tonight or whatever, last night on HBO, that he did a segment making fun of all of the news, what every news station looked like on Halloween, and just the sad parade of them wearing Halloween costumes.
Yeah. Putting stuff on.
I had to laugh because part of you wanted us to dress up.
I did. No,
but we're radio.
Yeah, we're ready.
No one really would have seen it.
I wanted to do it for me. I wasn't doing it for the people, you know, not being able to see us.
Yeah, just for fun, for festivity.
And you were the one that didn't.
Yeah, you were the only one on the show that didn't
sport
a little bit.
And I'm glad that
I
didn't, because then we sat here in the studio and we made fun of everybody in the building who had dressed up on TV.
Yeah, but that's TV.
Yeah.
This is the trash tree. But,
well, what costume did you wear?
I had a bear outfit. You don't remember?
You had a bear outfit?
Come on, man.
Outfit?
Yeah, I was a whole bear. I was a big old furry fat bear.
Well, I don't know if it was
I just had a mask. That's it. And it laid in a bag. So, yeah, I didn't wear it. But I brought it. Molly was a witch.
I put a hat on.
Yeah. That's how far
really?
We went.
Really? Really went all in.
Yeah, we did, didn't we? Oh, well.
It's the Big Party Show.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go Studios on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.